So I asked the ACC office, the Australian Christian Church office, regarding vaccine. Do you need to be double vaccine so that you can come to church? Now, there is no law being passed on that. Okay, just to clear your mind. I think one of the worst things is when we are not sure and we think we know, you know, we become confusion. So, the ACC told me that if your church meeting is held in a cinema or is held in a conference hall, held in a public community center or school, then it will be required because it is a building that belongs to the government. But if it's held like Grace City Church in your own place, this belongs to us, you don't have to be double vaccinated to come to church. Now, they are also aware that the government may change their mind regarding that. So the ACC has written to them, you know, on behalf of the Christian who are not vaccinated, that they should be allowed to come to church. This is their religious freedom. Okay, this is where it is. In regarding to social distancing, many churches are not doing it because many churches are staying with the phase five. Remember the phase five that was introduced. But wearing masks is the latest that has been introduced that we should wear masks. Get a cup of coffee or tea or a drink. Pretend to be drinking, then you can take off your mask. Okay, this is where we are. Okay. Now, one thing we must, whether people vaccine or not vaccine, is individual preference, and we love them. We respect their decision. And then wear mask or don't wear mask, some people argue over it. But I think there are more important things than argue over wearing mask or not wearing mask. And I think we do it for the sake of who? Not ourselves. For the sake of what? Others. And when we do it for the sake of others, it's called what? L-O-V-E. It's not what are we supposed to be? Practicing love at all time. Praise the Lord. I see you're wearing masks. I can know who you are. You can't escape from me because I am the shepherd. I know the sheep. Amen. Amen. Now we come to the word of God. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you that we can come to your words, which is living and powerful. Your words that is truth. May your words find a place in our hearts, strengthening us to live for you powerfully in 2022. I ask that you bless your servant as you bring forth your word. I ask this in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. You know, three Sundays we have been blessed with great messages to prepare you to live, not for yourself, to live for Christ in 2022. The first Sunday I spoke on living your life forward. You can only live your life forward. And I told you that to live your life forward, you must live your life with no refund, no regret, no retreat, and lastly, the most important, know what? Know what? You've forgotten it. That's the most important, no retirement. So, we all must keep on serving the Lord. And then Pastor Patrick, oh, I'm telling you, that brother is so much of energy. You know, you just had to see him here, see him there, see him everywhere. And actually, he preached and he encouraged us to maintain a cutting edge. Not to have any dullness or blandness, but to be sharp in our mind, in our heart, and in our spirit. And we need to maintain that cutting edge. Don't slumber a bit, slumber a bit. If you do, finally you will fall what? You will fall asleep. I'm Pastor Cara. Oh, last Sunday she preached. how we need to respond spontaneous to God. Are we not wonderful that we are not mechanical? We are not machine. We are made in the image of God. We can respond. But to respond spontaneously to Him, especially when He placed something in our mind, can it be a thought? Place something in our heart or place something in our spirit. And He placed something there for us to bring glory to Him, for us to reflect His character, and for us to do good to others. When He does that, you need to respond spontaneously to God. So this morning, I want to encourage you to have an right attitude. That in this year 2022, whether you want to respond spontaneously to God or how you want to live, attitude is important. How high you fly, how low you be, depends on your what? Your attitude. Your attitude will make you or break you. In fact, your attitude will make friends or make enemy. Your attitude can give you success or your attitude can give you failure. Your attitude can heal you or it can hurt you. So 2022, I want to encourage you to have the right attitude. And what is the attitude that you must have? Is this attitude that say, I can. Come on, say it with me. I can. Because most time, we say, I what? I can. How many of you realize that? Most time, we have this tendency to say, I can. But I want you to have this attitude of, I can. Because if you look in the story of 12 spies that were sent to spy out the land that God has prepared for Israel, land that they didn't have to work, they didn't have to build, they didn't have to do anything, land that was full of milk and honey, land that was all that was there, 12 spies were sent to spy on the land. And 12 of them saw the same thing. They saw the same mountain, the same opportunity, the same what good land it is. They saw the same thing. But only two of them say what? I can. While the other 10 say what? I can't. So, we need to have an I can attitude. Say amen to that. Now, that I can attitude does not mean you need it when you are at a certain age. It is you need to have an I can attitude at all age, whether you are young or you are old. Remember, one of the spies was Caleb. And at 19 years old, he stand before Joshua and he said to Joshua, Joshua, give me this mountain. I can take it. 90 years old. Some of us may be on a walking stick. What mountain? I can't even stretch my back. But Joshua, the Caleb stand there and say, you know, when I was 40 years old, I say, I can take this mountain. And now at 90 years old, I'm saying to you, I have the same attitude. That attitude has not died in me. And it's that I can. The I can attitude. It's a very powerful attitude. Because as Christian, most of the time, we struggle with I can't. How many of you realize that? And part of the reason why we struggle with I can't is because of the fall. Because of the fall. Remember when God placed Adam and Eve in the garden? What did God say to Adam and Eve? You can. You can eat everything. You can enjoy everything. You can have everything as long as you do it in terms of the boundary that I set for you, in the boundary of my protection, my presence, and my providence. You can. only one thing you can't. And what was the one thing? You cannot eat the fruits of the tree of good and evil. God made man with everything you can. Only one what? You can't. The devil came and twisted and said, what you can, you can. And when man listened to the devil, to the deceiver, to the serpent, what happened? Sin entered the world. And from that time onward, we sense to have fear, we have guilt, we have insecurity, and that attitude of I can't sink into the human race. I think of my own upbringing. I did not come from a very empowering family. What's a family? This is authority. You respect authority. So I was not brought up with that phrase, I can. Most of the time is, I can't. How many of you realize that many times our parents said, you can't, you can't, you can't. And so the whole life is, I can't. One time, I went to the golf, you know, where you have the golf driving range. And I was trying to hit the ball. Next to me was a father with a 3-year-old kid. I struggled to hit the ball. Unless you are like hoping he's a natural golf player. You know. And that boy, 3-year-old, he also tried to hit. And the ball just didn't go far. You know what the father said to that boy? He didn't say, you can't, you silly, you dead. The father said, you can hit the ball, you can hit the ball. And I tell you, with that kind of encouragement, what do you think that 3-year-old boy did? He hit the ball and he went up. Not as far as I would want to, but at least he went up. You see, when you are brought with I can't, just always hearing it, it affects you. I mean, I go to school. What does the teacher say? Pastor Kara, you can't. And one of the worst teachers is the Chinese teacher. If you have a Chinese teacher and you don't pay attention, you don't listen to him, straight away he'll write you off the face of this earth. He sees you as if you are not there. In the workplace, you meet your peers, and they say you can't because they don't want you to do better than them. And so when you grow up in the environment of I can't, what happened to you? Somehow in here, become very small. How many of you realize that? Become very small, become very fearful, and it become very frightening. And then, you know, it create a fearless mentality in your mind and in your soul. That's how I was brought up. I can't is like a flat tire. When you have an I can't attitude, it's like having a flat tire. Tell me, how long can you drive your car with a flat tire? You can't drive for long. And sometimes when we have this I can't attitude, it's like a flat tire. Until we change the flat tire, we are not going to go anywhere with life. So how did it change this flat tire in me? It is the person called Jesus Christ. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ brought new birth in me. And somehow it renewed my mind and empowered me to be able to say, I can do all things to Christ Jesus that strengthened me. That is what it is. When you realize you can, because of who? Because of Jesus Christ that strengthened you. My primary school, my maths was one of the worst subjects. I can't count. And I flunked maths. Sec 1, I struggled. Sec 2, I became a Christian. And of course, I met a maths teacher who is very fierce. That also helps me to say I can. And somehow, through knowing Christ, and through this teacher who believed that I can, and through the power of Christ, my maths jumped. All of a sudden, my maths became very good because I realized I can do anything through Jesus Christ that strengthened me. I want you to know that you need to know this Jesus Christ that is able to strengthen you, that is able to say, I can. It doesn't mean that when I believe in Jesus Christ, when I say I can, that I don't struggle with the I can't thinking, the I can't feeling, the I can't emotion, the I can't confession. And one of the worst things about I can't is self-talk. Have you talked to yourself before? You know, Pastor Kara, you talk about responding spontaneously. The first thing that can't is I can't. And we do a lot of self-talk. And all this self-talk, unless it's empowered by the Spirit, based on the Word of God, doesn't help us at all. It pushes us backward. And so I have to fight against all this emotion, all this I can't. And how do I do it? Because I am a child of God, I'm a new creation, I renew my mind by the Word of God, and I allow my spirit to be empowered by the Spirit of God. When you say, I can't, it's human to say, I can't. Because you're only looking at who? At yourself. You look at your own self, your own lack, your own limitation. But when you say, I can, not in myself, I can in Christ. I can in Christ. I can do anything in Christ. This is fact. It's the privilege of a child of God. It's the promise given to a child of God. And it's the power for a child of God. I like how Scripture say, in all things, I continue to be strong by the one who infused the power into me. So this I can has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the person that is in me, the person that is infusing, the person that is giving me the strength. And I want you to know that when you live in the I can in Christ, because of the privilege, the promise, and the power as a child connected to the Father, is unlimited strength. Because you are created to be an overcomer and to excel in life. That's what you will make. You are created for greatness. You are called, created to be the head and not the tail, to be on top and not beneath. So the world wants to squeeze you into the I can't box. Don't let the world squeeze you into the I can't box, because the world will squeeze you into the I can't box of wrong things. But when it comes to the right thing, the world wants to squeeze you into the I can't box. But God wants to empower us. The Almighty God wants to empower us with an attitude of, I can. Say it with me, I can. I can in Christ. And Christ alone. That is where your source is. That is where your power is. Not in yourself. In Christ and Christ alone. So when you look at this verse, just one verse, Philippians 4:13, it's a very powerful verse. It's a powerful promise for every Christian to stand on, to believe in, and to confess upon, and to claim, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Another translation says, in all things I continue to be strong by the one who infused the power into me. J.B. Phillips put it this, I'm ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. Wow! What a way to live. I'm ready for anything. That's how God wants you to live this year in 2022. I can in Christ. I can. So the question is, who power your eye? Eye is a very frightening word. But my question to you is, who power your eye? This big eye. Who power it? If your eye is powered by self, there are people who are very self-made, self-pride. Everything about I. Have you met such people before? In your conversation, from the end to the end, you can count how many I they say. If I, the self that is power, your I. Or some people, their eye is powered by success. Because they are successful, therefore they are very loud. See? Look at my success, what I have. Or the eye is powered by their own spirituality. Do you know that your own spirituality is self-righteousness? If this all is powered by self, by success, or your own spirituality, let me tell you, those eye that power you is deceiving, is destructive, and is dangerous. Because Paul wants us to come to a place, and you and I need to come to a place where you say, I is powered by only one source, one person, and that is Christ and Christ alone. Paul understands what is it to be powered by Christ. He said this word, for me to live is Christ. He said this word, I am what I am by the grace of God. Paul looked at himself. He was a persecutor. He looked at himself on the road of Damascus that God had to get him out of his high horse, brought him to the very ground. That Paul, his big eye come crashing down. Then he learned, the eye that I must have, the eye that you must have, the eye must be powered by who? By Christ and Christ alone. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. This is what Paul said about being powered by Christ. He said, Christ's life show me how. Amen. God show us how through Christ's life and enable me to do it. I identify myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My eye has died with Christ. My ego is no longer center. No more important is I. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have any good or have your good opinion. And I am no longer driven to impress God. Wow, that's important. I do not need to impress God. So what he say? Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is where the eye is power. The eye is power by the Son of God who lives in me, died for me, and now he gives himself for me so that whatever I need for my life, that I is empowered by him. Wow, that's quite a good way to live your life. You know, so I need my eye to be empowered. Because in chapter 4 of Philippians, 16 times, Paul used the word I. And when he used it, he said, my I is empowered by Christ and Christ alone. So what does it mean? If Christ is the one empowering me, then he is the one enabling me. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, and I thank Jesus Christ our Lord, who has enabled me for what he called me faithful, getting me into the ministry. So he said, now, if my eye is empowered by him, he's the one that enabled me. What does enable mean? Means I'm able to receive strength and able to endure with sufficient power. God, whatever I need, you are the one who's going to give me the source. Can I love? Yes, I can. He will enable me. Can I forgive? Yes, I can. He will enable me. Can I be generous? Yes, I can. He will enable me. Can I serve God? Yes, he can. He will enable me. This is what Paul is saying, that when I recognize my I is empowered by him, he is the one that enables me. I empowered by Christ. He enabled me. Give me the strength. The next two words, can do. That can do comes from the Greek word isu. What does it mean in this Greek word? It means I am able. He has empowered me. Now I am able to say I am able. If you believe in the Holy Spirit that is living in you, in the Jesus that is living in you, then you must be able to say, I am what? Able. So, when you use that word, isu, I am able, it depends on the context of the passage. It means I'm able to be. Can I be forgiving? I'm able. Can I be good? I'm able. Can I be a better husband? I'm able. Can I be a loving wife? I'm able. Because this is what it means. If I believe in the power of God that is living in me, and he is the power that infuses me, enable me, then I'm able to be. I'm able to be who he calls me to be. Sometimes we struggle with our identity because we can't. Then, that word also means, I'm able to bear. Lord, what I'm going through, it may be difficult, it may be tough, but I know one thing, I'm able to bear it. Why am I able to bear? Because I'm not bearing it by myself. I'm bearing with you, and you live in me, and you give me the grace and the strength and the power to bear whatever that is before me. That's why Christians must never be a defeated people. We must never look at something and say hopeless, because in God, there is always hope. In God, there is always a way out. So, when I say that I am empowered by Christ, I'm saying I'm able to bear. And then it means I'm able to do. And it also means I'm able to dare. When the Bible used the word can do, the Greek word isu, I'm able, means I am empowered in the body. I am empowered in body or in resources that is extraordinary, not for myself. And what is this extraordinary? Is in the person of Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit. And the word able, I'm able, can also be translated in other places, means what? I'm able to prevail. I'm able to overcome. I'm able to prevail against the enemy. And it also means I'm able to be whole. That's the power of God. That's the power of God that lives in you. This is the same Greek word that is used by Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20. He talked about the indwelling spirit. And this is what he said. I also pray that you understand the incredible greatness of God's power. This is what he means. The incredible greatness of God's power. It is God's power that enables me. And what is that power that I need to believe in? It's that power, the same mighty power that raised Christ from what? From the dead. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living where? Not in outer space, not in the space, not, it's living where? In here. I think it's time we look inside and say what we have. Hello? We may not live fully in what we have, but the fullness is in there. And so, what a great way that Paul tells us when God raised Jesus Christ, he demonstrated his power to conquer any trials, any temptation, any problem, and any difficulty. What is the greatest trial of life? Death. Yet when he raised Christ from the dead, he overcame death. And I want you to know, what is your trial, temptation, and problem? Whatever circumstances or difficulty you have today, God's resurrection power is victorious power, and he dwells in you, and he is in you, and he said to you, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, let it quicken your mortal body. And that's when you look at your issue and your problem, and you look at them and say, I can in Christ. I can somehow it quicken here. Somehow faith arise. Somehow you can look up and say, God, I do not know how. Many of us are caught up with the how and the why. No, no, no. It's not the how and the why. God, I know I can in you. You work out. I can. Paul said, I can do. This I can do is different from the world. The world has a different philosophy of I can do. In the world, I can do is called the power of positive thinking. They are the can-doers. They are the one who say, if you can think it, dream it, believe it, you can accomplish it, achieve it, have it. If you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything. The sky is the limit. That's the world. And sometimes, if you look at some of those I can do articles, they quote from Philippians chapter 4. But they take out two words. The two most powerful words that you and I need. They take out this word through Christ. In Christ. Because the only reason why we can is not positive thinking. The only reason why we can is because we are plucked. We are plugged to the resurrection power of Christ, and that resurrection power of Christ lives in us and through us. And I want to encourage you by the Spirit of God, have an I can attitude. I'm able to be who God calls me to be. I'm able to bear all things, no mountains, no obstacle, no difficulty is too hard for me. I'm ready to take the world. I can. I'm able to do what God calls me to do. I'm able to dare to take risks, dare to stretch, dare to pray greater prayer, and dare to face all challenges. I can do. The next two words is all things. That all things comes from the Greek word pass. That means all things individually or all things collectively. That means individually, as a person, I'm able to say, I can do all things. And as a church collectively, we are able to say what? We can do all things. That what an individual can do cannot be as much as what the church can do together. Can you see the power of one agreeing with God who say, I can? So it's all things, no limitation. But this all things is not through myself. This all things is to Christ and Christ alone. Through him. It literally means in him. See, Paul understand. I can do nothing on myself. Jesus said that in John chapter 15. The vine and the branches, you cannot bear fruits all by yourself. Paul understand the only way that he can is when he abides in who? In Christ. And the only way you can and I can is when we abide in Christ. And so we need to recognize that our sufficiency is not in ourselves. Our sufficiency is in Jesus Christ. For all that we are, all that we can be is in Jesus Christ. So, when you look at this word, I can do all things. When you look at in terms of the context, who gets praise for it? Who gets the glory for it? Not you. Who? He. Because I can only do it through who? Through Christ. So how does this work? He strengthens you with his power within so that you have the power to be, the power to bear, the power to do, and the power to dare. The strength is not in yourself, not in your talent or your ability. It's in Christ who strengthens you. And when Paul said, I can do all things to Christ that strengthen me. The word strengthen is to make strong for the task. There's a task. Something needs to be done. God said, I will strengthen you to do it. Lord, the shoe is too big for me. God said, put your feet in the shoe and I will strengthen you and lengthen your foot to wear the shoe. How many of you realize that? There are things that God calls you to do that you look at it and say, God, I can't. I don't have it. But God said, do it. I'll give you the strength, the wisdom, the grace, the anointing to do it. You know, I have pastored for 30 years. Have I ever been a pastor before? No. Have I learned a lot about being a pastor? Yes. Will I make the same mistake again? I hope not. And this is what it is. When you believe that God will strengthen you, that means he will enable you. And he will make you strong for the task. He will provide you the energy or the power to do it so that you are able to do it. When Paul used the word that he will strengthen you, it's in the past tense. In the past tense, that means God do not just strengthen you a bit and say, I leave it to you. You can do, you do. You don't make it. It's all about it. All you. No, no. When Paul used the word strengthen, means it's continuously tense. As long as I am plugged to the source, I need strength. It's there. It's there for me. More strength is there for me. There is no limitation. So there is no limitation to what God can do in each one of us. Because Henry Matthew put it this way, to Christ who is strengthening me and thus continually strengthening me, is by his constant and renewed strength, I am able to act in everything. I wholly depend upon him for all my spiritual power. Is it not good? That is through Christ. He's strengthening me. Lord, I need more grace. Here you are. I need more strength. Here you are. Paul said, it's too difficult, Lord. And God said, don't worry, my grace is sufficient for you. I will strengthen you. That's why Christian people can do people say amen. Not cannot do, can do, not can. We never, Christian never say die. We never say finish. We believe and we press on, trusting God. So he used the word strengthen. Strengthen, working in you. And here he is. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. So there are two components. One component, I need to be available. I need to be here. God cannot do it without who? Without my availability, without my willingness. I need to participate. But I'm telling you, he is always there, ever ready. Is the question is, are you willing to plug in and say, I can? Can I overcome temptation? I can. Do all things to Christ and to me. Can I stop bad habits? I can. Do all things to Christ and to me. In living me, God has given me the power to walk away from sin. How many of you realize that? He has given you the power to walk away from being angry. He has given you that power. It is in there. I can do all things to Christ that strengthen me. So in Christ, I can change, not I can't. In Christ, I can forgive, not I can't. In Christ, I can overcome, not I can't. And this is how the Amplified Bible put it. I have strength for all things in Christ, who empower me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infused strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. See, how the Amplified Bible say, when I am Christ, have Christ, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the battle today. I'm ready for the battle tomorrow. In Christ, I am ready, I'm equal. That means God, if it becomes harder, your strength will become what? Higher for me. There will be no lack. Because it is not in my self-sufficiency, but it is in Christ's sufficiency. Say this with me. I can do all things through Christ. There's one R that is missing. Eh? Do you realize that? Good. Who strengthened me. So I want you to live 2022 with this attitude. Have this attitude. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So that when your next project comes, the next assignment, the next challenge, or the next time you have to spontaneously respond to God when he placed something in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit, something that will bring him glory, reflect his character, or do good to others. What do you say? I what? I can. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Maybe for too long, you have allowed the I can't attitude, the I can't mentality to sink into your mind and heart. You struggle with the I can't when God said you can in me. I think it's time we have the right attitude. The attitude that God wants us to have. The attitude same as Jesus Christ. Let this attitude be in you that is in Christ. You know, Jesus never said at any time, I can't go to the cross. He always said, I can. I can do all things. This morning, what is before you? Look at it. Don't run away from me. Look at it and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I pray that throughout this year that you have an I can attitude, especially when it has to do with things that reflect His character, that give glory to His name, that do good to others, that your response will be, I can. While every head is bowed, what are you facing this morning? When you have no strength, He said, I am your strength. And He wants you to face them and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I'm going to pray for those who are going through some challenging times. You are not alone. You have Christ in you who say you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So this morning, lift up your hand if you need prayer. God knows your need. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We stand before you, Lord, as a people that say, we can. As an individual that say, I can. Not in ourselves, but in you, O God. That you are the one that give us the strength, the power and the grace to go through anything. Whatever that is before us, Lord, your grace is sufficient. Your strength is enough, Lord. You will equal it and above it, O God, because you have said it is you that infuse strength in me. I ask for those hands raised before you, Lord, whether it's family need, personal need, health needs, Lord, that you reach for your hand, touch them so that they can say, I can in Christ. I can believe in my miracles. I can believe in my breakthrough. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jay, why don't we stand up?